But we're going to switch gears now and change to a different topic, something more fun. To end the show, the Winter Olympics are close to an end, and Americans have earned 21 medals so far, but the money behind that ultimate achievement isn't equal to what many other professional athletes earn. For more, let's bring in Yahoo Finance's Josh Schaefer. And Josh, how much do these athletes make per medal, and how different is that compared to people in other sports?
Yeah, Karina, it's vastly different compared to athletes in other sports and even other Olympians. So each country determines how payments work for their given team. And the U.S. Olympic Committee just doesn't spend that much money on these Olympians when they get a medal. So U.S. Olympians make $37,500 for a gold medal, $22,500 for a silver, and $15,000 for a bronze. Obviously, that's no small amount of money. But for these athletes, it's considered pro sports, you know, and the Olympics are only come around every 4 years. These athletes are trying to fund a living. So it's not a significant portion of money. And so we have a list of several different countries and what they pay out for gold medals. And you'll see that the U.S. is kind of at the bottom of that list, trailing the likes of France and Russia that are slightly above them. And then Singapore leads all nations with a payout of $744,000 for a gold medal. I'd like to be from Singapore and win a gold medal, I'll say that. But if we compare it to bonuses that other athletes win for winning major sporting events, if you look at last weekend, we had the Super Bowl, obviously. Los Angeles Rams receiver Odell Beckham earned $1 million for being a part of that Super Bowl victory. That was in his contract bonus. So a big difference there between what we see for the Olympics. So I reached out to Octagon, which is an agency that represents athletes and helps connect them to brands. And their managing director of Olympic sports, Peter Carlisle, said nearly all Olympic athletes' money comes from marketing deals. So after they win these gold medals is really where their earning potential starts. They then have to come back to the States. They have to pitch themselves to different media companies, get their story out there, and hopefully that story sells to brands. And so we see that that kind of gamut happens within 24 to 48 hours after them winning. And then it hopefully, basically, they want to build that story up in those 24 to 48 hours, make America fall in love with that character. And then maybe they can get sponsorships. The athletes that are lucky enough to get sponsorships that span the next couple of years can fund their own training. Some of the other athletes end up working two jobs and have to train while balancing another job to kind of get that income, a little bit different than what we see in other sports when athletes usually just take their salary from their big paying sport and they just go home and train and they don't have to worry about a second job.
Yeah, Josh, I don't think a lot of people realize that, right? You see all the glory and them up on the podium and you think, are these people really holding down two jobs, you know, to make ends meet? But back to that point of marketing, I mean, given the lack of in-person media, you've got COVID concerns in Beijing right now. How has this year been different for athletes, I guess, from that marketing perspective?
Yeah, Alexis, it's really a lot different because in order to be marketable, you kind of have to build your brand first. And that's been a challenge for athletes this year because there's less people in person, less media in person. Back in 2008, Carlisle told me that the athletes would stay on site. That Olympics was in Beijing as well, the Summer Olympics. They'd stay on site for about 5 days because there were so many different media companies there. You could do appearances. You could pop on this TV show and then go to another TV show in 15 minutes. That doesn't exist this year. So athletes pretty much have to come back to the States or do video calls to get exposure. And then they're going to have to see how it builds. One added thing that has been fun with it being so remote and kind of different this year has been a little bit more social media involvement. We've seen that over the past few Olympics, of course, but one that stuck out to me this year was Shaun White had been kind of chronicling his year in the Olympics and what it's like day to day. And he had a hashtag of TikTok partnership. So I think he probably was getting some money from TikTok for that. And it seemed to work out pretty well for him.
All right, Josh Schaefer, thank you so much. It'll be interesting to see in the future how college athletes now getting endorsements shakes things up as well. We'll leave it there again. Josh Schaefer, thank you so much.